Hello, hello, and welcome to Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson, a podcast about prioritizing passion. Each week, we cover topics in the personal development space, including things like money, finance, business, entrepreneurship, mindset, and seriously, whatever else I'm feeling extra passionate about that week. These conversations are meant to encourage you to prioritize your passion. Welcome to the party. I'm so glad you're here. Let's get into it. Hello, hello, and welcome to a special episode of Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson with my co-host here, Casey B. Today we are talking about skiing. We're just doing a little bonus episode because we decided not to release an episode on Christmas Day because no one's going to listen to my podcast on Christmas Day. And I kind of got annoyed seeing all the podcasts piling up that were releasing the week of Christmas, and people are busy, and that now it's New Year's, and people say that this week is like a holiday week too, but not for me. I gotta go back to work. So, I don't know. Kind of weird. Don't you feel like it's weird when people are like, it's, unless you work in the school, like, industry, like, school industry, what am I trying to say? You work in education, and you're like, you have 2 weeks off or something like that.
I mean,
and you're
I'm
for
still,
teaching children. That's the only thing I can think of.
I'm definitely still working. So
you're like, it's like a 2 week break, right? And we know what
I got my longest vacation in a long time, 4 days. That's probably longest in 5 years.
Yeah. So on our next episode, it'll be a full real episode. We'll do probably a lot of toast and roast because we had a good Christmas, a little bit of time off, and just did some fun things. But one of the things we did was we were skiing in the backyard as Casey was teaching me. And Casey's been teaching me how to ski for about 3 years now, and it's a very, very slow process because I have never done it before I met you, and I get really scared, and it's really expensive, and we only go like once a year, and it's a lot. But this podcast is all about prioritizing passions and talking about what you're passionate about, making time for it, and I have been trying to get Casey to prioritize his passion for skiing forever because you love it so much.
I am a big fan
and
of it.
And you never go.
That is true.
And I don't know why. And if I was as good as you, I would be going all the time. Not all the time because it's so expensive, but there are options. This year is also a little bit weird because of COVID, but I wanted to talk to Casey about skiing in general and how he started and like how good he got and just his opinions on everything. And I think it'll be a fun thing to talk about because I have, what are you laughing at?
You're talking like I'm an expert or
you
something.
You are an expert, Casey. You go on double black diamonds. That's experts only. That's you, expert. That's you. You're an expert. You used to teach people how to ski.
Yep.
See, expert. Something I've been learning a lot in my personal development stuff is owning your expertise. You only have to be a couple steps ahead of somebody else to teach them something. So that's you, Casey. You're always teaching people things. You don't even realize it.
I know.
But we're talking about skiing, and I wanted to – it's kind of going to be all about Casey, but before we get into all about Casey, I wanted to say that I never skied – and my parents went skiing before when I was like a kid, and they said, do you want to come? And I said, no, I'm not going. That's stupid. And I was so serious about how much I loved dance and everything. I was like, if I break my arm, then I can't dance. So what's the point? And so I never went skiing, and I probably would have broken my arm because I get so scared. But I'm doing so much better, and skiing is something that I've really seen like my growth mindset change, because there's fixed mindset and growth mindset, and I had a fixed mindset about skiing where I was like, I'm never gonna get better, like, because I didn't start as a kid like all these people I see on the mountain, like, I'm just never gonna be good, and I'm still not good at all, but I'm trying and I'm having more fun with it and I'm growing. And really, I think one of the things that made me like it so much more or be so much more open to it was actually TikTok, which is kind of weird, but A lot of people have discovered TikTok this year or gotten into TikTok or whatever. And it's just like little videos, everyone posting. Some are funny, some are cool, whatever. But there's a lot of people who post stuff about skiing. And I love seeing the videos. And I'm like, oh, it's so beautiful. I want to go. And so that makes me want to go. And people are having fun with their friends. So that makes me want to go. And then also, people will post actual videos of them, like, falling and like
It's
it's
okay to
and it's
fall.
okay to fall. That's not what I thought, because when I don't know, should we get into me or should we go back to you? Or I am just thinking about how
You steer the ship.
when I well about 4 years ago you were gonna go on a ski trip and I was invited, and you said, yeah, let's go. It's fine. You can just rent the skis. It'll be fun. And it was with your friends, and they're my friends too. And I was like, no, I can't go. And you're like, why? And I was like having a anxiety attack back then. That was when I was less aware of my anxiety still, but I was so scared and I started crying. And you're like, what is wrong with you? And you're like, it'll be fun. And you said, if you don't even want to go to the mountain, you could just come and stay at the house. And I was like, no, everyone's gonna laugh at me. I just don't want to go because I'm gonna feel like a loser. And you know, that's my big problem in my life, is I care too much about what other people think. But you know, it's not changing yet. So that was 4 years ago. 3 years ago, I got the courage to go on the trip. Made it up there. I was still super nervous about
Oh,
everything.
I'd drag you up onto the hill.
And then we got to we drove up the from the house to the mountain, to the ski resort, whatever, in the parking lot. And I said, okay, I'm not getting out. She said, what, you're gonna sit here all day? I said, yeah, I'm just gonna sit here and read a book. You go have fun skiing. And you're like, what are you talking about? You came all the way up here. What are you talking about? I said, I can't do it. All
I was like,
the
get out of the truck.
kids are gonna laugh at me. All
Let's
the little kids.
go.
I was like, I was crying, I think.
You
You
were.
can't make me go. You're like, I'm not gonna make you, but you need to go.
I think I ended up just being like, well, if you're not going, I'm not going. Let's go back down the hill.
Yeah, because you don't let me be a little shit.
No,
So
I don't.
that was good. And then I went that one day and I was still really scared, but I did it a couple times, very few times. And you were so nice to me. And then the last time we went, I was more confident, but still not very confident. And I get so nervous because all of the little kids who are like 5 years old are zooming and zipping around everywhere. They're so fast. And that was you when you were a kid.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And I feel like as soon as we got there, I don't remember what trip it was, but I feel like one of the times we got there was a kid and his nose was bleeding as soon as we got there. And he like just ate it and just it was a mess. I'm like, oh my God, what am I getting into?
So little do you know, when I was young, like 4 or 5, I wasn't one of those little ripper kids. I was a little scaredy cat.
You were?
Oh, yeah.
That makes me feel better.
Oh,
So, Casey, let's start with you. When did you start skiing?
yeah. When I was 4.
4 years old. Okay. See, and how old are
Yep.
you now? 34. So
What? When did I turn 34?
you're 28. But
Oh.
that was it. So, do you remember your first time skiing?
No, I just remember that I didn't like it much.
You didn't like it? That's funny.
And I liked sliding down the hill on my butt a whole lot more. So, because yeah, learning to ski up at Hurricane Ridge in Port Angeles, it's like one super mellow bunny like rope tow. So you have to grab onto the rope and pulls you up to the top. And it's like, I'm like, this is dumb.
I think you should explain like Hurricane Ridge and where you grew up and all that stuff.
So, in what way?
Because if somebody doesn't live in Port Angeles, they're not going to know what you're talking about. How
So,
close you were to the mountain.
yeah, I grew up 5 miles up the Hurricane Ridge Road, which is 5 miles south of Port Angeles into the mountains. And the entrance station to the national park was about a quarter mile away from from where I grew up. So it's like every Saturday, Sunday.
Your house and all these other houses that are right there, and it's a small group of houses. It's not like a development, like when I said it like that, but they're right on the line of the Olympic National Park.
Yep.
So they're right there on the edge. Keep going.
Keep going. Yeah, so yeah, every Saturday, Sunday, we'd go up to the up to Hurricane Ridge first thing in the morning. Usually wake up around 7 o'clock or 6:30, get all of our ski stuff together as a family, jump in the car, wait in line, and then go up, and we'd spend the whole day up at Hurricane Ridge.
That is so cute. You guys all went? Your mom too?
Yeah. Unless she sometimes she'd stay behind and make like burritos. So we had burritos and lasagna or something like that when we got home. Warm meals, you know.
You just could have said food. Sometimes she would make burritos. Sometimes she would make tater tot casserole.
No. I always remember I was so stoked when I would come home. There'd be hot burritos sitting on the stove.
So when did you start to like it and not be scared?
Oh, I was scared probably until I was 10.
Really?
Yeah.
But you were good. You were just scared because you're just...
Yeah, I was always like scared I was going to hurt myself or something like that. But yeah, it's like a flip switch. And it's just like, oh, I got this.
So when I was a kid, I was scared of hurting myself because of dance, and I never went. So it's different for you. But like, were you ever scared of hurting yourself for basketball, or like, how did it rank with your other?
Oh, skiing was number one.
Number one. So that was your number one love for your whole life. And so when did you start to do like really good stuff? Normally, I mean, you're like in middle school, you were on the ski team, you started teaching people. What's your journey, KCP?
So I really started liking it when, I must have been like 11 or 12. And it's like I could like start actually going through the powder and like the big runs without stopping or falling or anything like that, and being able to push myself. And it's because when I was younger than that, it was usually I'd just try tagging along behind my brothers and my dad, and they'd just be like, yeah, just follow us, and I would take probably three times longer than them to get down,
and they would leave you behind.
Oh yeah. And that is sad. I was always playing catch up.
I would feel like I was gonna die there on the mountain.
It's like I'd be hiking back up the hill to grab my ski that came off because I wiped out, and they'd be down at the bottom hitchhiking back up to the top of the mountain.
Goodness.
And yeah, but that's how I learned.
When did you start teaching?
I taught when I was in high school for, I was like two winters. I didn't do the whole full winter on either of them. But yeah, well, I was teaching young kids.
What was your favorite thing about teaching the little kids?
Oh, they were just, they learned so quick.
See, that's why I made a big mistake not going, because kids are so much more adaptable. And they're just so much less afraid.
Oh, it's insane. They don't have all these preconceived notions, and it's like you can just tell them, yeah, so just point your feet straight downhill. When you're going too fast, just point your toes together.
Pizza and french fry.
Exactly.
I still think I would have been scared, but
I taught a lot of kids how to ski, and they were rippers. It usually took like about 2 weekends till I'd get them from the bunny toe to the intermediate lift. And so I had like this little class of 4-year-old and 5-year-olds following me around.
Oh my gosh, but it was so cute.
Yeah, it was really fun. And then I'd be like, all right, you guys, because you got to be mindful of them running out of energy. It's like, hey, you guys want to take a break, have some hot chocolate? Then I'd always have a bag of Skittles in my pocket, because they handed that out for the instructors or whoever had the little kids.
Yeah.
So they're like, yeah, if they do something good, just be like, hey, Skittle for you.
It makes me think of toddlers and tiaras and how they give the kids like pixie sticks. Oh, well, in high school you were really good though. And is that when you started doing like the backcountry stuff? What is backcountry skiing?
Yeah, in high school is when I started doing backcountry skiing and randonnée skiing and that
randonnée.
Kind of stuff.
What's randonnée?
So that's basically it's you ski like down into say a valley or something like that, and then a randonnée setup is so you have your bindings that your boots clip into. And then you can make it so your heel is loose, so you can use your skis to walk as like kind of like snowshoes.
That doesn't sound like fun to me.
So it's like you'd ski to the bottom of the hill, you'd unclip your heel, and then you'd go back up the hill, ski back down, and just do it all by yourself. It's like my dad always says, you got to earn your turns. You got to work for it.
Tell us some of the crazy stories.
My crazy stories?
Because I know you have some. How many times have you been concussed while skiing?
That number's unknown. At least 3 times.
How do you get concussed while skiing, Casey?
So, there was one of them. I was skiing around through the trees. And there was a what you call a windlet. And it's like where the wind funnels through a couple trees and it makes almost a little natural jump. And then on the other side.
Like a wave.
Yeah, pretty much. But then on the other side of this little windlet, there was one going the opposite way that was completely iced over. Oh. And I didn't go over it fast enough. And I ended up hitting the peak of that other one.
This sounds like a cartoon.
And,
this sounds like Goofy.
Both my knees went into my face.
Oh, that
and broke my goggles, knocked me out cold. And I woke up about 10 minutes later, blood in the snow. And
you were knocked out in the snow.
Yeah.
That's scary. And this was in the backcountry?
It was pretty close to the main lifts and all that stuff.
Okay.
But
so somebody would have found you.
Yeah, they would have found me eventually. But
not a coyote or a wolf.
No wolves. But yeah, then my buddies were like, where would you go? It's like you were right there and then you were just gone. I'm like, dude, I don't know. My goggles are broken and my face hurts. But
you didn't know what happened?
Well, I obviously knew I knocked myself out because I like came to in the snow.
Oh my god.
But yeah, it was that was one time. And then there's the avalanche times.
Yeah, I'm ready for you to tell the avalanche story.
Oh god.
Well,
so up at Hurricane Ridge there's a run called Sunrise where it drops down the backside of the ridge and goes down to the main road. So that's like the expert run for Hurricane Ridge or one of them, and
you're an expert.
So yeah, and then you have to hitchhike back up, or you can walk the like half a mile back up to the top, and it gets really unstable sometimes on some of the bowls, and it was me and my three friends. All three of them are snowboarders, and I'm a skier.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like we got to the top, we hiked over, and we started coming or traversing down, and all of them had to strap in their bindings for the snowboards. So I got tired of waiting. Like, you guys just catch up. And so I did a good 3 turns down this hill and then just stopped. I'm like, I'll just wait for them here. And I started like looking down to see if there were any cars coming up, because that's what you always look for going down there, because you have to hitchhike. And next thing I know, I heard my buddy Blake just, yeah, dropping in. And he takes one turn, and the entire bowl slabs off underneath the snowboard.
So Blake caused the avalanche?
Yeah. It's like, I already went down, and where I was stopped, it was right in this convergent spot between a bunch of trees.
You're using a lot of big words, but so how are you caught in the avalanche if you already went down?
So I was in the middle of the run at the bottom of the bowl.
Oh, no.
So it's like,
and your friend just sliced open the mountain. Yeah, of snow.
Pretty much. So it's like, I'm sitting in this spot.
Did and you see it coming?
No, I didn't even realize it. Then I heard my buddy Nate just yell, avalanche. And by that time, my feet were already swept underneath me.
You're so shit.
Oh, man, it was a wild ride.
And you were okay.
Yeah, it was okay. But it's like, I just remember.
What did it feel like?
It's like,
did you think you're going to die?
It's like you're swimming in white water.
Did you think you're going to die, though?
For a second, yeah, but then it was kind of like this peaceful thing. Because it's like a.
You're like, the one thing
I've always heard about an avalanche is once you're swimming, you're not going to be in a good spot. And so it basically means, like, once your skis are disconnected and your poles are gone and you're like actually trying to like swim with it, then it's not a good place to be. So that thought crossed my mind, and I was just like, okay, what's the next thing I have to do? I'm like, try to find the light, and you punch towards the light, and that's all you can do. And hopefully you can get to the surface.
And you got out.
Yeah, I got to the surface. And yeah, I was telling one of my buddies at work today, because I was telling him about this story too. And almost like, it's the weirdest sensation once it all settles, too. Because it's like everything settles around like concrete. And you can't move a single thing.
Oh, my God.
So it's like I was chest deep in snow. And it was just like one arm.
If somebody's smaller than you, like me, I'd probably be stuck underneath there.
Oh, yeah.
Did I?
No, I would have got you. But, yeah, it's like, man, I was saying all kinds of things. I was swearing so much. I was just. The adrenaline was 10,000%. And I was like, oh my God, this is fucking crazy. And all my friends came down. They helped me find my stuff. I had one ski that was about 8 feet up in a tree. Another one was scattered over on the other side of the trees. I didn't find my poles. They got buried. They recovered them in spring when the snow melted.
Is that the only avalanche you've been in?
I got really close to being in a really bad one, like one that was worse than that, but I was able to get out of it pretty
quick.
How
were you able to get out of it?
So it was when I was skiing backcountry.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got done going down this bowl, and there were some people traversing on the top of the bowl. And
so traversing means they're going back and forth.
So they're
coming back up the mountain.
They're going across the top of the slope.
Okay.
And one
going
of them,
down.
Kind of going down. They're just going further across the ridge line.
Okay.
And one.
And they
them,
caused an avalanche.
Yeah, one
How
of them caught
they?
Low, or cut low, and they peeled off a slab. And it's actually a run up at Hurricane Ridge that's called Avalanche.
I don't think that's a very good name.
And so I'm just sitting right down there in the flat spot where if something peels off, that's where it buries.
Mm-hmm.
And I was putting on my skins so I could hike up out. And yeah, I saw it coming, and I've never went as fast as I did. I'm like, because you can. It's probably a good 100 yards to where it starts going back uphill. And it's like, I just got my skins on. I looked up and the slab's peeling off. I just slapped my skis on and I just went as fast as I could. And yeah, I'm here.
I'm here to tell the tale. So I'm kind of confused still about the backcountry skiing. So that is when you're going places that are not on the normal runs where like the ski lift will take you up and then you're supposed to go down here. But is that actually allowed? Like, I'm confused about like if it's allowed. And, you know, I'm a rule follower, so
it would be like going to a beach where no lifeguards on duty.
It seems more dangerous than the beach.
Yeah, I mean, it's totally allowed.
At the resorts, though?
At the resorts, they're a little bit more strict about it, but there are like designated backcountry zones and that
kind of stuff. Like, I follow these people on Instagram, and they live in Montana, and they do like the thing, they'll hike up to the top of the mountain over there and then go, but it's not like at the resort or anything. It's just in the mountains. And I'm like, yeah, that's different. But then I just don't know what scares me. But somebody asked me if you had any tips for backcountry and doing that stuff. And it's really scary, and how to be prepared.
Always have a friend with you.
Did you always have a friend with you?
No, I did not.
Exactly. You could have died out there.
I always went by myself because none of my friends wanted to hike.
Yeah, I don't like to hike either, so I don't think that's going to be something I do with you. But
I mean, if you want the best snow and the best runs, you kind of have to hike. So you got to find the people that know what they're doing. They're good riders or skiers or snowboarders. People that you trust to that'd be able to dig you out in an avalanche. That kind of stuff.
So if no one's going to go with you, you're not going to go backcountry skiing again?
Probably
not. You didn't
not.
Say that.
I didn't say that. I won't do anything like I used to do.
So do you have any more crazy stories?
Any more crazy stories? Like,
or any more tips on that kind of stuff? Like, on besides backcountry? Having somebody with you?
Have an avalanche beacon.
What is an avalanche beacon again?
So avalanche beacon, you wear it on your chest. It's a little, it's a beacon. you should always wear it in the backcountry, and when you have it, it's on transmit. And then once, like, if you have somebody that gets in an avalanche, you can turn it to locate. So what it'll the locate the transmitting beacon.
Okay, you say that you're like, oh, I'm not an expert or anything. You are like speaking another language right now. you just turn it and it's on transmit, and then they come find you, and then you're okay. And,
and I did my we had our senior culminating project in high school, and it's like that's what we had to, the project we had to do to pass high school, and I did mine on how to make backcountry skiing and snowboarding safer.
And what did you say? That's a really good project. So you have a whole project about this.
Oh, yeah. I did a good 15-minute speech on it. And
well, you should give it to the podcast.
I can't remember that. I was 18.
Anything else you could say to be safer?
I'd say, yeah, practice.
Since now I know you did a whole project on it. I know you got more than bring a buddy.
Yeah, practice with your Avi beacons.
Buddy, beacon, what else? We got another B.
You need to have, we don't have another B, but gotta have a shovel.
Buddy, beacon, bring your shovel. shovel? How are you supposed to bring a shovel in a backpack? How big of a shovel?
They have collapsible shovels that you can put on the backside of your backpack. And then other than that, the probe for avalanches. So, because if somebody
see once again, what the heck are you talking about?
So there's with like avalanche recovery, you have your avalanche shovel, which is collapsible, so it's easy to carry.
Then I really want to talk to you about like more fun things, and now you're getting very like Boy Scout scientific. Mathematical thinking, carving out the mountain.
Then you have your probe.
This is triangulates over here.
Exactly. You got to practice with that, and then find like where the beacon's at. And then once you have that, you pull out your probe, and that's what you stab the snow in until you hit the body. And then you go down slope of the body and dig into the hill.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I've done all these trainings.
You've never had to dig anyone out?
Nope.
Okay.
Thank God.
Thank you for that, Casey. That was a little bit dark. Let's talk about some more happy things with skiing. What's your favorite skiing place that you've gone, and your favorite like experience if you have one? Come on, you know these things.
I've had a lot. I'll go helicopter skiing in North Cascades.
Yeah, that's pretty cool that you did that.
Was pretty awesome. That was when I was in 8th grade. That was fun. That was a really good time.
So tell us about that.
So yeah, in North Cascades, and, up kind of by Winthrop, Mazama, they have a helicopter ski operation, and they fly you up into the mountains and drop you off on the top of a mountain, and then you ski down. It's great.
That is so scary.
It's so cool.
Talk about the backcountry
And
and no
then, yeah, you
lifeguards.
just you have your guide with you. I went with my brothers and my dad,
So
and
there's a guide that hops out with you. Kind of like when you go skydiving, just a guy. Or
and
lady.
it
It
was a lady.
was a lady.
Yep, she was cool.
That is really cool.
And yeah, and they just kind of show you the
How old were you
runs.
again?
I was 14.
14. You got out of a helicopter on the top of a mountain, skied down.
Yeah, then we got to have lunch on the top of a peak, and that was pretty cool.
Jeez.
But yeah, we skied.
I feel like that has got to be like the coolest experience of your
I
life.
think it was.
That's every time you even talk about it, I am just in so much shock that you got to do something like that.
Really, one of the coolest things too is it's like we were there skiing the same mountain as professional skiers because they're filming a ski movie at the
And you say, oh,
same
why are you talking to me like that? I'm not an expert.
time.
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just another guy.
It's like
We didn't even talk about how you used to make snowboards.
I made a lot more skis than I did snowboards.
I thought you were making snowboards more.
I made snowboards for the first year and a quarter, and then I got switched over to making skis for like the last like 2 years.
Casey used to work at Liptek, a snowboard and ski manufacturer, and you got free skis every year. And so you know all the cool stuff, and it's just crazy. You know so much. Okay, so we went over your favorite place, which was North Cascades, but that was helicopter skiing. What about a favorite place you went that was not from a helicopter?
Silver Star up in British Columbia.
I know you always tell me about that one too.
I don't know if it was just like the age I was at,
And you
and
haven't been to
then
Whistler, right?
I've never been to Whistler.
What about Mount Hood? Because I want to go to Mount Hood.
Mount Hood, I love Mount Hood too. That would be my close second. I mean, I've only been up to Silver Star once. Like I was saying, I think it might have just been the age I was at, and the ability I was at, and the conditions and everything.
Just
But
magical.
it's like it snowed every night we were there. And then every morning it was
Fresh pow.
bluebird, sunny, 20 degrees. So it's like the snow was all just super fresh the whole time, and oh, it was just so much fun. And then, but Mount Hood, me and my family used to go there. That was our like one time we'd do a vacation thing every year.
I want to go to Mount Hood because I like Mount Hood even in the summertime.
Oh yeah, it's
It's so
fun.
pretty. So we went over your favorite places. What is your favorite thing about skiing with me? And
With
what's
you.
your no, let's start with this. What's your roast about skiing with me? What's your least favorite thing?
Just. I think we nipped this one in the butt when we went skiing this weekend in the lawn, but
What?
skiing backwards in front
No, we did not nip that in the bud because I still want you
of
to do that. So when we would go skiing at the actual, why do I keep, is it resort? What should I call it?
scary.
Area, the ski area. I feel like,
Stevens.
okay, when we went skiing at Stevens Pass, I don't know. I get scared. And so Casey was so nice and he would ski backwards in front of me. And then I would go too fast and I would just run into him. And then he was like, okay, go again. And then he would just do that all the way down the
Oh man, but it makes my legs so sore.
Yeah, but I still think I'm gonna need you to do that.
I don't think I'm gonna need you. I don't think you're gonna need to do that.
Yeah, it's a lot different than because we were just practicing in the backyard. It's a lot different when there's a bunch of other people and people flying everywhere, going super
I
fast.
will
And
like
what
and
if I
watch
can't
out.
stop? What if it's too slick?
If it's too slick, you fall down.
That's the thing I don't like is falling down. So that's your least favorite thing is when you ski backwards to help me?
I do like doing that because I can watch you, but.
What's your favorite thing about skiing with me?
Skiing with you. Watching you get better. It's freaking awesome. I love it. It's like, yeah, you're getting a lot better. You got a lot better skiing in the yard.
Yeah, but I just don't know if I can compare that to anything, you know? I hope the skills transfer the next time we go up to the real mountain, but I'm kind of concerned. I am feeling more confident, and as I always say, confidence is key.
That's the main thing. You just gotta nip that fear in the butt.
Because I would get so scared. I know I'm going to get so scared again when we go to the mountain, but I get so scared. I'm like, I can't stop. I'm going to die, but I'm going to be fine.
Yeah. Well, it's like the story about me when I was just a little tiny guy up at Stevens Pass. And my dad looked away for a second as my brothers were getting ready to go down. And I don't know how old I was, maybe 5 or 6. And my skis just went straight down the hill. And they couldn't
zoom in down.
Yeah, and I couldn't stop. I was going too fast. And I was just straight lining down this run. And all the people I was screaming the whole time.
You don't remember it, or do you remember
I remember crashing. I know that. But
that's scary.
I have there's a picture I wrote in a notebook for school that's me upside down. It's like stick figure and my skis over there and my hat's off. What? Oh, it's great. I wish I could find it.
That is but, so funny.
Yeah, everybody on the lift was just apparently yelling, just go little dude, go little guy. And it's like, I'm just straight lining down this hill.
What did your dad say when they found you?
I don't remember. Oh, that's probably the first concussion.
Probably. That one's not even recorded.
Oh my god. Yeah, but yeah, I wiped out pretty bad.
You were getting concussions so frequently that they said if you get one more, you're not going to be able to drive.
Yeah, that's true.
And
now it's on record. Thanks a lot, bud.
I think it's on the doctor's record, too.
No, probably only not. In Clown County.
We're good. Rebels. So, remember the first time you took me to the mountain, and you're like, yeah, everyone drinks on the mountain. And I was like, are you sure it's okay, though? And I was so nervous, and I was so surprised still. Like, I am such a rule follower. And I was like, are you sure? Are you sure we're not going to get in trouble for bringing this? And you're like, no, it's fine. So everyone drinks on the mountain. So what's your favorite thing to drink on the mountain?
My favorite thing to drink on the mountain, I have to say gin and tonic.
That is so weird. That's the weirdest thing I could even think of.
I don't do it anymore, but back in my hoodlum days, yes, that was definitely what I would do.
You would bring a flask of gin and tonic? Or like a hydro flask, like a big water bottle.
Yeah, it was like a Nalgene bottle.
Nalgene.
Like half
You're
full.
A real granola kid.
That's what I had. Shit.
I know, you guys are granola.
A Nalgene bottle. They don't break. But yeah.
That's weird. That's the weirdest thing. Gin and tonic. It's like drinking a Cosmopolitan on the mountain.
What? No.
That's what it makes me think of.
That's crazy.
My favorite thing is Coors Light Silver Bullets, because you can take the lid off and put the lid back on, and take the lid off and put the lid back on. So you drink one in the parking lot before, and then you fill it up with Fireball, and then you bring an extra. That's all I need.
I remember the first time drinking beer on the mountain was with my brother.
Yeah.
And we went up to Crystal, and we were there for first run. And we're sitting there in the parking lot. He's like, all right. Pulls out a 6-pack of Rainier Pounders. We're waiting for the shuttle to bring us up. And he's like, all right, we got to pound at least 3 of these. And I was like, yeah, we went through. Drank 3 of them, brought the other ones. Yeah, it was a good day. Good day. That's most of my skiing stories right there.
I feel like I was like, no, aren't you going to get in trouble? Like, aren't the ski patrol guys going to get you? Like, no, they're not.
It's not an 80s ski movie.
That's what I feel like. I'm such a rule follower. I was like, no, it's not okay.
Oh, God.
And everyone on freaking every social media is just down, like, picture of them drinking beer on the mountain, drinking their can of beer. I'm like, I guess it's fine. I guess it's okay.
It's like a, oh, God, I remember back at when I was a little kid, Hurricane Ridge, and we'd just be playing in the snow and, like, digging stuff up. And we'd find full 30 racks buried in the trees.
Oh, yeah. You said that people would hide their stuff at the mountain.
Oh, yeah.
Why would they hide it and not just bring it? So, I guess if it's a 30 rack, that's not easy to put in your backpack and ski. But
yeah. So, I mean, it's kind of silly. Like, if you want to take a stop in the trees and have a beer and you don't want to have a backpack, then, yeah, just unbury your little stash and get a beer.
That's cool.
But yeah, they're all over the place. I used to have a little stash up there.
You used to have a little stash up there?
I had a little stash.
Oh my, Casey B. You bad kid. Hiding beer in the woods. These kind of go hand in hand, so take your pick which one you want to talk about first. But this is one of the last questions. What are your tips for people like me, beginners, so you don't look like a loser, or like you have no idea what you're doing? And then the other one is, who are the most annoying people on the mountain?
Oh, no.
Which one do you want to do first?
We'll go tips.
Okay.
So you don't look like what?
So you don't like a loser, like a newbie, like a,
I'd say
a
just
square.
Just don't worry about that. Because, I mean, everybody on the mountain has a different kind of style. And, I mean, you know I have a very different style than anyone you've ever seen.
What are you talking about?
I was thinking of the way you're dressed and shit.
You know I have a very different style than anyone you've ever seen.
Well, no one else is skiing around in a flannel and freaking all that stuff.
Yeah, but you look like an expert. When I go to the mountain with you, I was like, I feel like I'm with the coolest guy on the mountain. That's really how I feel, because you're so cool.
You just gotta be confident.
Like, I don't need a coat.
So I'm freaking ripping too hard.
But that's
I'm
not what I
hot.
Meant. I didn't mean like style, like clothes. Maybe. I mean, if there's something that you're like, yeah, don't wear that. But I was like, things
that you do.
Yeah, like you do, or I don't know. Maybe you are probably just so used to it, you don't even notice those people anymore.
Don't complain about lift lines.
Oh, okay.
Let's see.
I feel like there's things that you say, and you're like, those people are the worst. Or you give me a look.
Yeah.
But now I can't think of any of them. Well, you know. Okay, fine. That's fine. If you don't have any tips for beginners, just be confident. Was our tip, confidence is key?
Confidence is good, and then don't be the person who's like, man, it's way better at this other mountain.
Oh, that's
like, dude, Jesus Christ, simmer down. Fuck.
Who are the most annoying people?
Gapers.
Okay, define gaper.
I don't know what they look like nowadays, but I know, no, back in the day, they used to wear the,
you got some good clips in this episode, Casey. You sound like an old man. I drink gin and tonic. I don't know what they look like nowadays. And then you say, I have a style like no one you've ever seen.
Oh, God damn it. You got me good on this one. That's what happens when you let me talk a lot.
Okay, who's a gaper? They're annoying?
They're annoying.
Park rats.
Typically, yes, park rats.
What does that mean?
what, gaper or park rat?
Both. Aren't they the same?
Not similar? Necessarily.
Cut from
just
the same
posers.
Cloth? Posers.
Kooks.
Okay.
They're just... I don't even know how to describe it other than that.
Say something they would say.
Bro.
This is gonna be
bro. I really don't think I can hit this jump unless you video it. Dude, no, bro. I can't video it. How am I supposed to video it if I want to hit the jump? But I'm not going to do it unless you video me. Have you seen my ski poles? They're only 1 foot long. It's for balance.
You're not picking on snowboarders, which I thought you were going to.
No, I'm not going to pick on snowboarders. There's a lot of good snowboarders out there. There's some shitty ones, and there's also shitty skiers too. So,
Well, you're being pretty kind. For the last question, I'll say, where are places that you want to go? Where are on your bucket list of skiing?
want to ski Haines, Alaska, helicopter skiing. Skiing the spines there.
Who are you gonna do that with?
My lonesome, probably.
Stop! You can't go helicopter skiing by
There's
yourself.
a guide.
No. Don't you want to go with one of your friends? Can people, this might be a dumb question, maybe not though. Can people go helicopter snowboarding?
Yes.
Are any of your friends good enough to do that?
I don't know.
No.
I haven't seen him in a while, so.
No, because one of your friends, when they snowboard, they just will go and then they just fall down the mountain and
Oh
then
my
they get
God.
back up and they're always
That's my number one pick.
fine. Nate is always like, he's a wrestler, football player, just a big ball of a guy, super strong, and just will tumble, tumble, back up, tumble, tumble, back up. And he's always gets back up and he's fine. And he just always laughs it off.
I didn't know a damn thing about snowboarding, and I helped teach him how to snowboard because he just wanted to go straight down the hill as fast as he can. I'm like, dude, you just gotta learn how to fall, I guess.
He's like Ricky Bobby. He likes to go
And
fast.
he likes to go fast, that is for sure. I'm like, well, I mean, if you don't want to turn, you gotta learn how to fall. And yeah, he definitely did. He's a master of falling.
Haines,
Haines,
Alaska.
Alaska.
Give me two more because I know there's a lot more.
My dream back in the day when I was in high schools was Le Grave in France.
Oh, France. Fancy.
Then there's Jackson Hole and skiing Corvette's Couloir.
We were supposed to go to Jackson Hole the next month, and it's not happening, and I'm sad.
And do you want to guess what Le Grave means in French?
The grave.
Yes, it does. Do you still want me to go
No, I don't want you to go there.
there?
I didn't want you to go to Alaska. I'm scared.
Mont Blanc.
Every time I think about you skiing, I get scared. Well, I'm scared about you every day of your life. So,
But
as long as you're happy, I guess it's okay.
you've seen how agile I am skiing, though.
I know it's surprising, but I still get scared. Because I know you are very brave. Braver beyond how you should be brave sometimes.
What?
You say, it'll be fine.
That's fine. You're just sliding downhill. Okay.
I don't know, honey.
It's awesome. It's fun.
I know it's fun. It's awesome. And do you think that you're going to try to prioritize it more in your life?
I want to.
You're
It's
gonna
tough
get
with
old
the
and
COVID,
brittle.
though. I am already old and brittle.
Exactly. You need to make it something. It's good for your muscles.
That's true. Yeah, I don't know. Not to make excuses, but it is tough during COVID.
Why?
Well, last year, an example, they closed down.
Last year we had like plans to go spring skiing like three times. We're like, oh, we're gonna actually do it. I have this weekend open and this weekend open and this weekend open. We're gonna go this Monday afternoon. I'll take off, blah blah blah. And then everything got shut down. That was a bummer. And then this year we're looking at like passes and stuff, but I'm kind of glad that you didn't get an Icon Pass because I wanted you to get an Icon Pass so that you could go like on Sundays and Mondays since you have those days off, but just the way the lines have been and stuff, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't want
I don't think they've been too bad certain days, but I mean, everything's just so weird right now.
to. It's like this year I'd rather get back into doing backcountry stuff than do lift ticket stuff.
With a buddy.
With a buddy, of course. I'll find a friend.
Maybe you and Matt can go together.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
So I hope I get better skiing this year, and I hope you get to go skiing more this year.
Me too.
And to end off the episode, KCB, what did you say that you wanted to be when you grew up, when you were a little kid?
Fourth grade and fifth grade yearbook. It says, Casey Smith, ski bum.
That's what you wanted to be when you grew up.
That's right. Fourth grade and fifth grade.
And you're not living out your dream, so get it together.
Pitter patter.
So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. It's definitely very different, but I like it when Casey talks about this kind of stuff, and I think it's really interesting. And he's got some good stories. I mean, an avalanche and some crazy stuff, but...
Oh, there's much more, but...
Much more? We'll have to do another one if you can think of more good stories. I know you have more good stories. You just get shy, and then you got really into talking about the logistics.
Yeah, I do that.
But I had fun talking about this, and we will be back with a normal episode on Friday. And it's going to be a New Year's episode, so we'll be talking about the best of 2020. So stay tuned for that. Have a great day wherever you are. Pray for snow and party on. Thank you for listening to this episode of Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. I am so glad you joined us. Make sure you're subscribed on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to podcasts. Then make sure you're following us on Instagram at Pish Posh Pod. Then, if you want even more, you can join us at patreon.com/pishposhpod. There are bonus episodes there and journaling prompts for you to use whenever you want. So check all that out. We'll see you next week. Party on. Thank you.